Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Jesus said that in these last days, there would be wars as kingdoms rise up against kingdoms and brothers against brothers. He said that many would be offended and would betray one another. We see that happening in the world around us. But that is not what God expects from His people. We are to walk in love and forgiveness with others. But just know that there's more to forgiveness than meets the eye.
My prayer went up and came down. I said, Lord, I don't understand. And He's talked to me about forgiving for an offense. And I said, well, wait a minute. I forgave her. He goes, yes, you did. As far as you know, you forgave. Now, this is where this thing gets really deep. He says, but what you don't know is what this person did connected to something that happened in your childhood. And so there is a portion of that offense that is still in your heart that you have no knowledge of, but that it's there and it was operating. So He had me forgive about something I had no knowledge of. An event that happened in childhood that connected with what this woman did. And I had no idea, because as a child, evidently I didn't forgive, and it was still on my ledger.
Let's continue with this week's message.
Now, what is offense? As we many of us know, people talk about it as resentment, as anger, as those things that causes to rustle our feathers. But the Lord gave me a word this morning. He says they're words or actions sent to throw you off the course or the path of life in Jesus Christ. So that's the enemy's tactic. He sends words through people. He sends actions through people to throw you off the path of life that God has for you. Now, that path of life is one that's going to bring prosperity. It's going to bring protection. It's going to bring a lot of things. But if you choose to let the enemy push you in your emotions, you're going to lose. And especially in this season, the enemy, we mentioned last time how the enemy knows our patterns. He knows our hot buttons. And in this hour, he's going to be using it to our detriment. So you got to be very careful of how offenses come towards you. Now, one of the things that the Lord talked to me about was a parable of the sower. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 13 because it shows exactly what he's talking about. We'll start in Matthew 13, starting at verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so that's how he talks about the sower and what the sower did and how it hit different grounds. Now, the grounds are our hearts. And that's how God is going to explain it. Jesus is going to explain it in his explanation. So we go to from chapter 13, we go to verse 18. So he explains this parable. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed unto stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth the seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives the word into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So we're talking about the person who has no root in themselves. They hear the word, they get excited. He says, tribulation comes, persecution comes. People hear something from God, and then you'll have a family member talk against it, or somebody close to you speak against it. And people get offended, and they back off the word, and it doesn't take root. And so when we're talking about offense, he's showing here that when the word of the kingdom, whether it's for your healing, for prospering you, for deliverance, if you allow other people to push you with how you feel, and people know, especially people who have been around you a long time, they know how to get you going. These things can prevent the word of God from manifesting in your life. And that's the important part of not following after it. Okay. And then the other thing the Lord talked to me about, so many of you have prayers out there that aren't being answered, and you don't know why. One of the main reasons is offense. One of the main reasons is there's something you're holding against somebody. And some people think, well, I forgave. And this thing is trickier than you know. I remember years ago, I was dealing with a minister friend of mine, and they had offered to do something for me. And I knew when they offered to do it, man, they're not going to do that, because you know, I figured I knew their situation. I knew they were just trying to say something just to feel, make me feel good. And I said to the Lord, I don't know why the person lied, but whatever. So something happened that later on, they did not do what they said they were going to do, which I knew that they weren't going to do it. And I remember I was on my way out of town, and the Lord had me go pray. He said, I want you to pray so that you can have safe passage out of town. So when I was praying, I noticed that my prayer went up and it came down. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? My prayer went up and came down. I said, Lord, I don't understand. And he talked to me about forgiving for an offense. And I said, well, wait a minute, I forgave her. He goes, yes, you did. As far as you know, you forgave. Now, this is where this thing gets really deep. He says, but what you don't know is what this person did connected to something that happened in your childhood. And so there is a portion of that offense that is still in your heart that you have no knowledge of, but that it's there and it was operating. So he had me forgive about something I had no knowledge of, an event that happened in childhood that connected with what this woman did. And I had no idea, because as a child, evidently I didn't forgive, and it was still on my ledger. And I didn't see it, didn't feel it, didn't have any inkling it was there. And this is the thing about forgiveness. We just have to walk it out by faith. But just know this, your prayer is not going to be answered. And all I said was, okay, Lord, I forgive. Whatever that is that's caused me to connect with my childhood, with what this person did, I forgive. And I let it go. And all of a sudden, my prayer was released. But some people think, well, I did. But let's go to Mark chapter 11. And Jesus is talking about having faith in God. And this is verse 22. And this is after he had cursed the fig tree. And people are like, well, how did you curse the fig tree? And he's telling him, you have faith in God. Now, there's things in your life that need to be cursed, things that are cursing you. But you can't deal with them unless you have faith in God. And he gives an example. He says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. And he says, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when ye pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. Okay, we're not done. Verse 25, he says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against anything, if you have offense against anyone, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So he's saying here is if we don't forgive somebody who's offended us, God's not going to forgive us. And you have to understand how important this is to God. Jesus died for us to be forgiven of our sins. And yet you're not going to forgive somebody else? That doesn't make much sense. But the thing is, offenses are going to be there. He said they're going to be there, because as long as you got people, somebody's going to be offended by somebody. You just want to make sure you're not it, and that you also walk in forgiveness and you walk in love. That's what the Lord would have of us. And I know people are thinking, well, you know, you don't know what they did to me. So I remember I was on a job once, and it was one of the worst places, but I have never been in that kind of environment where it was combative. Everyone was at each other. And I remember the Lord put me there. So it's like, okay, I knew I was in the place I was supposed to be. But I remember one day I got hammered about something that was totally ridiculous. And I remember I said to the Lord, Lord, you see how they treated me? You know, he responded, do you remember how they treated me? So the Lord is saying, just know, there's nothing that we're experiencing out here that he hasn't been through. He's been offended. Look at what they did on the cross. You know, they spat on him, stripped him of his clothes, beat him, mocked him as king of the Jews. And yet we're offended. We're no better than our master. He said, as he it was in the world, so will we be. If they persecuted him, they're going to persecute us. If they hate him, they can hate us. And in that way, Jesus has been called the rock of offense. Let's go there real quick. Again, another use of the term offense is not just somebody being offended, but the position of Jesus Christ being offensive to people who are sinners. We'll go to 1 Peter chapter 2. He talks about us being lively stones in a spiritual house of God. And in verse 6, he says, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he's precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. Okay? Being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye, now he's talking about the people who are saved, not to be offended by the word, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, so what he's saying is, even Christians are offended at the word. There's some people you'll know. You'll speak a word and you're teaching, and some people get an attitude. I've had people walk out. I've had people get an attitude. Didn't want to hear it. And especially those of us who speak prophetically. Oh, that's offensive to religion. The thing that's really interesting is you'll know people's hearts by the words. When God gives you a word to speak and they're offended, I've had people attack. I remember being in a place where we had a prayer line, and it wasn't my ministry, it was another minister's ministry. They asked me to help with their prayer line. And we had all these people from different churches that were there. And when it came to lay hands on somebody, the person was also a minister, and they were offended. Well, who are you? I'm anointed. I'm like, and? But you're in the healing line. Okay, so obviously you want healing. And what I couldn't tell the person was the Lord was showing me that person's pain, showing me where the orientation, originated from. I saw the person's life before me, ready to minister them, and they were offended. And part of it was a racial deal, because I was in an environment where there was known to be some racism. And I'm like, okay, this is a church. And I said, well, if you don't want God to minister to you through me, then I would ask you to get out of line, because there are people behind you who really are desperate to hear from God. They don't care what I look like. They don't care where I'm from. They just know they're here and they know God is here. And so I make people get out of prayer line. I've done it before. And some people are like, well, that's kind of bold. No, it's offensive to God when people who claim to want God, want to have prayer from God, and desperately need healing. That person desperately needed healing, but could not receive from me.
Beloved, I cannot express how important it is to forgive, whether it is forgiving yourself, forgiving others, or forgiving God. If you want your prayers answered, you must forgive. If you do not forgive, then God will not forgive you. Not only will this keep your prayers from being answered, but unforgiveness could very well land you in hell. There was this video on YouTube about a pastor who got angry with his wife and stormed out of the house. He got into his car, got into an accident, and died. Thank God for his praying wife. The man was brought back from the dead in a Reinhardt Bonnke meeting. The pastor's testimony was quite curious. He said that he died and he went to heaven. Then he said he was escorted into hell, and he was told that because he was offended by his wife, hell would be his final destination if he were to remain dead. God is serious about forgiveness. After all, Jesus gave his life so that we could be forgiven our sins. We ought to do the same for others and walk in love. In Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find out more details at our ministry website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, the next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for Monday, March 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details at www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.